Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. It's a rainy day here in Viroqua. A gentle, straight-down rain. No runoff, no tropical torrents today. At my age, and blissfully retired, these are the days when gazing out the window is not a self-indulgence to be avoided, but a simple reward for surviving as long as I have. It has been an often used image, and not a positive one, that of an old person sitting in the front room staring out at nothing in particular and everything in general. It is a picture that speaks volumes about life being very nearly over, about a life that has lost its tasks and its duties, a life that has lost its former meaning. But not on a morning like this one. Looking out the kitchen window is full of intent and anticipation. Looking out the window just now is quite the opposite of what I previously described. This morning is for bird watching. We have bird feeders, front yard and back. We switched them up 2 months ago because songbirds had ceased eating here. The omnipresent grackles and starlings ruled the roost during April and May, and the choir birds found other places to perch and feed. So it was a good time to make some changes. We invested in 2 new feeders, a wire cage design about 8 inches in diameter with a metal roof. There is a clear plastic tube in the center. That's where you put in the seed. The feeders hang from shepherd's crook posts about 5 feet above the ground, and there is a metal baffle hugging the center post. The feeders are far enough away from the nearest trees and high enough off the ground so that they are squirrel-proof. That's right. Squirrel-proof, which is saying a lot. As you remember, our property is the stomping ground of some of the most athletically gifted squirrels in Wisconsin. Word has gotten around in their community that the squirrel circus will be launched this coming spring, to be followed in the fall by squirrels on ice. The new feeders were not as attractive to the grackles as the old ones were, and that fact, coupled with the annual migration of our blackbirds north to Westby for the summer bowling leagues over at Nordic Lanes, well, that was enough to bring back the chickadees and the cardinals and the finches and the wrens and the catbirds to our feeders. What a treat. Now there are early mornings so filled with their songs as to brim with music. Now there's nothing like it, is there? The repeated melodic lines, the chipping and the chatter. The hummingbirds are so numerous that their odd calls are prominent from time to time. Marvelous. A yard so full of birds that you hear them before you see them. I grew up in a place where morning sound was just a bit different from what we get here. In those days, in that place, the garbage trucks carried a crew of 3. Garbage cans were steel and then aluminum. The men would hop off the back of the truck and empty the cans by hand, emptied them by banging them repeatedly, pouring the contents into the gaping maw of their giant vehicles. Engine noise, screech of those old brakes, banging cans, chattering workers' pneumatic release, engine roar, repeat and repeat again. Police cars and fire engines were busy all day and all night, signaling both danger and rescue. At the same time, simultaneous fear and comfort. The wheels on the elevated trains were noisy on the straights and really noisy in the curves. The IRT and the BMT and the IND were separate lines, headed in different directions, making an identical noise. Not so on our slice of Rock Avenue here in Viroqua, in the heart of the most beautiful topography in the Midwest. When I am awakened in the morning, there are 2 causes, reliably. One is the first light of day creeping through the curtains, and the other is the bird song already filling the air. I can't think of any better way to wake, and I can't think of any place I'd rather do it.